Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so first up here, the man alive. I'm telling you, some of the stuff does not want to load. All right, I'm having a little bit of a technical issue. So first up, I think I had this story before, but there is an update to it. I got a couple. So this first story, do you guys remember the 70-year-old who apparently urinated all over $10,000 worth of food at a Sam's Club?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that story? So I didn't have this information. Patrick Mitchell, when authorities got there to arrest him, he was taking a nap on the lawn furniture that they had displayed in the middle. You know how they have all the stuff in the middle? And they have like the lawn furniture out, and sometimes they'll set up the umbrellas and all that. He was under an umbrella that was set up relaxing on a lounge chair.
I had no idea.
That would have, and apparently there is cell phone images of him doing the deed. That, and the reason all this is coming out is because he's now going to court over it, finally. Even though he was originally arrested during the summer, but now the court cases, now he's the litigations. I don't know what there is to litigate. I mean, you're literally videotaped urinating on 188 cans of Vienna sausages.
Oh, God.
And 345 cans of Spam, over $10,000. That's a lot. So anyway, just a little update to that story, because I thought it was just hysterical that he's lounging on, you know, lounging on floor on furniture. Let's see. A Central Florida teenager was charged because deputies say he faked an abduction that caused an Amber Alert. Oh, okay. He's a minor, 17 years old. He apparently faked his abduction. They issued a statewide Amber Alert. And then, he wasn't abducted. So he's been charged with presenting false evidence, making a false report of a crime, possession of a firearm. He apparently had a handgun. And shooting into a conveyance, according to the press release from the Marion County Sheriff's Office. It seems like the family was kind of in on it as well. I was thinking about this in context of media. Did you guys read about NBC? They're having 150 layoffs. They're gutting Black, Latino, Asian American, and LGBTQ+. They put the plus there because there's like a host of letters and numbers that fall. I don't even know what we talked about that yesterday. The verticals focused on those issues, but now apparently this is the headline, and this is from The Wrap. It says that it's a broader shift in media away from diversity efforts. That's not what it is. Newsrooms, for people to argue that newsrooms weren't already diverse, I think you're a racist if you are arguing that newsrooms weren't diverse before the alphabet, namely the T Mafia. You know what I mean? If you did not realize that there was already a diverse representation of people in the news, then you are a racist because you ignored them. You ignored and marginalized them and only began really paying attention when it became trendy. And that's the truth of it. This wasn't about diversity. This was about critical race theory. And critical race theory, you can say DEI, all of it is really critical race theory. DEI is basically a subset of CRT. I've written and talked about CRT for a good night, like 15 years now. And to recap, critical race theory, in fact, you guys remember way back, this was right about the time that Andrew Breitbart passed away. And maybe you guys remember do you remember the video that he had talked about when it was Barack Obama hugging somebody? You guys remember that? There was this video. I was on CNN about it. I had to go out when I worked for Andrew at the time. I was the editor of Big Journalism before everything got combined. They were able to obtain this video of Barack Obama on campus. And he was friends and very close with this professor named Derek Bell. And this is when he was a law student, and it was at Harvard, Harvard Law. And he had spoken, there was a video that we had where he was in, he was at a rally there, and he had given him a hug, and he had, they had done, spoken in defense of him and all this stuff. And this was in 1990, Obama spoke in support of Bell at this, they had a protest at Harvard, and they were demanding diversity on the faculty. Now, all of this whole protest was started by this Derek Bell. Now, who is Derek Bell? Derek Bell is one of the biggest proponents of critical race theory in the United States. And critical race theory comes from Marxism. It is a, it's a tenet of Marxism, Frankfurt School of Marxism. It's, I mean, it is designed to either supplant or work parallel to economics in terms of dividing the classes. So where economic Marxism would focus on dividing people by, you know, finances, income, etc., critical race theory is all about dividing by race. And intersectionality, where you check off all these boxes of things that you believe have been woefully done wrong to you, whether it's race or gender or whatever, that's what, when you have all of these things, that's what intersectionality is. That is a phrase from critical race theory. And they used, they critical race theory, they are the people who promoted race as a social construct. And at the very heart of critical race theory is the idea of systemic racism. That is like the core belief of CRT. Now, why is that? The goal of CRT is to destabilize societies, not just with economic means, as with most, what most people normally think of Marxist narrative warfare, but critical race theory is about destabilizing societies amongst people socially, promoting actual, I mean, literally promoting segregation. That's why it's so, the equity instead of equality, that's a, from critical race theory. DEI is just an action of critical race theory. That lends itself to the hiring practices and the changing of your employee structure. So back to the point, the video where Barack Obama was hugging Derek Bell, one of the reasons that was, that we came out with that was because we were talking about, this is back in 2012, critical race theory. It was like the last video that Andrew had published, and it was the last story rollout that he directed before he passed away. And it was about the talking, trying to inform people about critical race theory and warning them of what was to come. And we were out there warning people about this and warning this, you know, Derek Bell started this at Harvard and it went from there. And it was Barack Obama that helped mainstream it amongst the students. So that's why it was so incredibly important. And a lot of people didn't really understand it at the time. A lot of people came out and defended him in 2012 when we started our expose of this. So the whole point is this critical race theory. This is what they were using as a means to determine hiring in newsrooms. And you guys saw this. You guys saw everything, whether it was a school board fight. You guys saw all of this. All of this unfolded. All of it unfolded. And it was all because you had Derek Bell, who was a Marxist, Barack Obama, who was a Marxist, and Obama mainstreamed it amongst the student body. And to this point with these newsrooms, so the newsrooms, they were all about trying to, they wanted to really promote stories through that CRT lens. And so this is where you get into the hiring of people who maybe didn't have the resume or the merit, but that's where intersectionality, remember the CRT term, that's where the intersectionality comes in. If you were Black, if you were gay, if you were lesbian, if you were trans, if you were whatever, the more of those intersectional boxes that you could check, that was a substitute in the context of critical race theory. That is a substitute for merit. And so that's how a lot of these hiring practices went. So now here we are today. NBC News is eliminating its teams that specifically only covered those issues. You realize that they had like a handful of staffers for specifically Alphabet Plus issues? Do you really need that many staff? What in the world? I mean, you have news and then you have things that you're trying to make news. So I think that their insistence at trying to explain that this is a shift away from quote unquote diversity efforts, this is a shift away from propaganda. So the NBC laying off 150 people, that's pretty big. But that's not all. They also have, in addition to that, you have the Los Angeles Times. Same thing. They're trying to divert, well, undiversify, I guess you could say. The media's changing. And then, of course, you have the CBS thing. You have the CBS thing where they acquired the Free Press. And by the way, those are the people, and I'll talk about this more. That's the entity with which I'm doing the debate coming up after the election. I'm debating Alan Dershowitz in Chicago on gun control. And the Free Press and Barry Weiss, she's moderating. The Free Press is hosting it. You know, CBS acquired, CBS Paramount acquired them in a major deal. And she's going to be heading up the news and political department at CBS. And a lot of people in the media are livid. There are all those old school lefties that were really trying to incorporate CRT into every aspect of the newsroom. It affected the story. I mean, you got to realize critical race theory affected everything from how police staffed to the stories that you watched on TV to the things that you read online, the movies that you watched, the music you listened to. It kicked off the behavioral credit thing that they were trying to do with banks. I mean, this literally spawned since 2012 a host of things. And now it's changing in the media because the media realizes the way that they were doing it is not working anymore. And this is a huge shift in media. And remember, Barry Weiss was run out of the New York Times. And what's funny is she checks all these intersectional boxes, right? She's a lesbian. She's a woman. She's Jewish. You would think that that would be considered a protected class with the left. But all of those intersectional boxes are rendered irrelevant if you are not a far left progressive. It's not even good enough to be an independent. It's not even good enough, as you can see with John Fetterman, to be a moderate. If you are not far left, you are persona non grata. Intersectionality is no longer applicable to you. So this is changing. And this is going to be a huge shift in the media environment. So apparently we have to stop falling for the whole higher thread count thing because it doesn't necessarily mean better sheets. That's fake news, apparently. It's like believing that you use like 10% of your brain. So the secret isn't thread count, it's thread quality. And this is where Boll & Branch has won a lot of folks over yours truly. They use the best organic cotton. End of. I mean, these are sheets that feel incredible, like the moment you take them out of the box. So the first night that you put them on, you can tell right away that they're softer, they're cooler, and they have a great weight. It's like kind of having a five-star hotel room in your own house. And I'll tell you something else. The sheets get better every time that you've washed them. I've washed mine countless times, and they just keep getting softer. You can't do that with cheap sheets because they totally fall apart. Boll & Branch, they get more luxurious. So you'll sleep better, and you're kind of feel like a spoiled brat, but it's okay. I'm not going to go back to the old sheets. Once you try them, you're not going to either. So if you're ready to upgrade your sleep, and you should, visit bollandbranch.com/Dana Show because there you'll get 15% off your first set plus free shipping. So that's bollandbranch.com/Dana Show for 15% off. Exclusions apply.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit aflac.com to learn more.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I got to be honest, this seems like a big problem. PayPal's crypto partner minted a whopping $300 trillion worth of stablecoins in what it called a technical error. Why can't these technical errors ever happen to me? Why are we always left out, Kane? I mean, that would be great. There aren't even enough dollars in global circulation, notes CNBC, to back it. That would literally require, not theoretically, but really require more than double of the world's estimated total GDP. It's insane. And they said Paxos mistakenly minted the stablecoins as part of an internal transfer before it then immediately identified the error and burned off the excess PYUSD. That's what they said in a social media statement. That makes me see, this is why people question not like crypto. I've got to be honest with you. It's why this stuff like this. I'm just saying. This 75% of Americans report soaring prices. Now, granted, this is from The Guardian, which is a British turd of a publication. But inflation, it's still a reality. We're not going to Biden this stuff. There's still pessimism about the economy. And honestly, regardless of, you know, who they voted for, on the right, people are pretty divided as to whether or not, you know, the economy is going to hold. Now, the president says that there's virtually no inflation. There is some. There's a new Harris poll showing that Americans are still reporting soaring inflation. A lot of people are pretty pessimistic about the economy. I know Kane saying let Trump cook. Are you going to say what? Get on the what?
What?
Look at over there with your Robert Evans
glasses. I think what they're mistaking are these companies responding to what they believe the tariffs will do. And so companies are trying to protect themselves. Customers may see a little increase in price, but we're talking about actual inflation. Mm-hmm. It's not really there. It's way down.
There are certain things that are more. That is for sure. And some of it is because, I mean, we really could, like, for instance, construction costs, Jiminy Christmas. But that's also because we don't have a lot of those resources here domestically, and that's a huge problem with it. But it's going to be harder to create them domestically if we can't get a handle on the pricing, you know. Hegseth Sekwar, his plane made an emergency landing in the UK. I'm sure this happens on planes, but I've never heard about it before. They had a crack in the windshield. That seems like a problem. There was a crack in the aircraft's windscreen. It was a Boeing C-32A, military version of the 757. It was going to D.C. from Brussels because he was attending NATO meetings. They declared an emergency over the Atlantic Ocean, and they ended up having to land briefly at the Milden, RAF Mildenhall, a Royal Air Force station in Suffolk, England. And even though it's RAF, it supports a lot of USAF operations. So they, not a big deal. They're like, not a big deal. Don't nobody freak out. It's not the end of the world. It's just sometimes this happens. Lifting weights is kind of like taking probiotics, says this headline that looks suspiciously like it was written by Kane. Resistance training may yield an unexpected side effect, a healthier gut. Well, you know what? Working out just generally. Yeah. And a washing machine for humans that rinses your entire body inside of a giant pod and even plays movies for you while you wait. We are living in a Wally world.
Did you do it?
No, I'm not getting in a washing pod. That's just, it's called a shower. You know what this is? It's a soup capsule. This looks gross. I just, you sit in it and then it sprays. Does it like part your backside to wash you there too? Like when, where does it stop? Does it tweet? I mean, I'm not, I wouldn't be surprised. And a study says people hit their functional peak around age 60. Although for the left, I think it's dramatically younger. Stick with us. Our partners that help bring you the program, Kel-Tec KS7 Gen 2 Shotgun. It's one of the newest ones that they've made. It's on the popular KS7 platform. The Gen 2 is packed with all kinds of upgrades. You have a 5-slot Picatinny-style rail that lets you add vertical grips, lights. You can keep it flush and sleek with a cap if you want. It's a smoother pump action for faster, cleaner cycling. And you also have enhanced durability. Ultra lightweight. It's just under 7 pounds unloaded. Compact bullpup design. So you have maneuverability and tight spaces. Ambidextrous downward shell ejection. And a 7+1 capacity for stopping power. And MSRP makes it affordable at just $639. So it brings all of that well within reach. It's from Kel-Tec, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com, made here in the USA. It's KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Hey guys, it's Erin Andrews from Calm Down with Erin and Carissa. They say you can't plan for the unexpected, but they probably haven't heard of Aflac. You know them as the famous duck, but Aflac is a leader in supplemental insurance. They can better prepare you for life's surprises by helping cover expenses your health insurance doesn't. Even with good health insurance, medical bills are no joke. Many people don't realize health insurance wasn't designed to cover everything, which means money set aside for essentials like rent goes towards unexpected medical bills instead. That's where Aflac comes in. They pay cash that can be used for anything you choose. Think copays, deductibles, and even non-medical expenses like gas or groceries. Without Aflac, if you're sick or injured, gaps in your coverage can come back to haunt you. With Aflac, you can better protect yourself against the unexpected and help provide you and your family with financial security and added peace of mind. You can't predict the future, but you can better prepare for it with Aflac. Get help with expenses health insurance doesn't cover. Visit Aflac.com to learn more.
October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a reminder that your digital life is always at risk. Every day, hackers steal identities, drain bank accounts, and open fraudulent accounts. LifeLock is here with tips to help prevent you from becoming a victim. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication on your accounts, report scams, and update the software on your devices. And for peace of mind, get LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Plus, LifeLock plans include the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you to your plan's limits if you lose money due to identity theft. Stay smart, stay safe, and stay protected. Get comprehensive identity protection with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. That's LifeLock.com, promo code NEWS for 30 days free. Terms apply.
Into one that's affordable for each and every New Yorker.
But, okay, I want to get to that, absolutely. But do you believe that Hamas should lay down their weapons and leave the leadership in Gaza?
I believe that any future here in New York City is one that we have to make sure that's affordable for all. And as it pertains to Israel and Palestine, that we have to ensure that there is peace. And that is the future that we have to fight for.
But you won't say that Hamas should lay down their arms and give up leadership in Gaza.
I don't really have opinions about the future of Hamas and Israel beyond the question of justice and safety and the fact that anything has to abide by international law. And that applies to Hamas, that applies to the Israeli military, applies to anyone you could ask me about.
Okay.
That's not an answer. That isn't an answer. You know, maybe the New York YRs, middle-aged YRs, maybe they, if they weren't texting so much and doing all of that, they could have maybe put up a bigger fight to this guy because he's leading. He's going to win. He's going to be mayor of New York. Welcome to the program. Dana Lash with you. Top of this third hour. That's Zohran Mamdani, who was on Fox yesterday. I didn't hear a condemnation, Kane, did you?
No. And he's the anti-gun character.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah, he's anti-gun except for Hamas. He doesn't think Hamas should let, you know, guns for Hamas, but not for you. That's the real truth of it. So he repeatedly refused to say that they should. And that's one of the conditions, you know, the peace deal that Trump outlined, the 20-point peace plan. That's one of the conditions of it. It's absolutely one of the conditions of it. And he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't say it. He wouldn't say that. He could not even back up something that simple, which is a real problem. I don't know. And he's leading. He's leading. Is that in New York, the biggest, you know, the biggest city really in the world, and he's leading there. He's going to be mayor. And it's going to be horrible. Mm-hmm. It's going to be so bad. And I think they should have people who vote for him should not be barred from leaving. I think people should be forced to live under what they voted for. Is that, I mean, call it tyranny. That's why I'm not running for office ever, because I would make that happen. Let people suffer under the indignity of their own vote. Just crazy. But he would not even say, couldn't even do that. Just, wow. It's pathetic. And he's going to win. It's crazy, but he's going to win. He couldn't even, and that was just like one part of it. I mean, this was a train wreck interview. And Martha McCallum's not even a difficult interviewer. He's so bad. Listen to this. Audio soundbite 28. This is cut 28, where he talks about the tax levels. If he wins, this is what people are going to pay in tax. Listen.
So a lot of individuals in this city pay more than 50% of their income in taxes. When you talk about a fair share, how much more than, what is the fair share? What's the number?
I've said that we should increase personal income taxes by 2%.
Is fair?
And my point is this.
Give up more than half of your income.
If you're making $1 million in New York City, or more than that, you can afford to pay 2% more. And the reasons you can afford to do so is because that money will be used to better your quality of life as well.
Yeah.
Because when I speak to the wealthiest New Yorkers, I hear concerns about the cleanliness of the city, the quality of life in the city, questions of public safety. This money is the money that will be used to deliver on those things so that we can ensure that we have a return on investment for all of the money that we are raising and spending right here.
But wait a minute, though. Like what? So it's already, they're already the highest taxed, one of the highest taxed people in the nation. Why aren't all of those issues met now? If you're already paying, people are paying 52% of their paychecks in taxes already, why isn't it working? You already have Democrat leadership. Now you're going to get even worse Democrat leadership. I wish that would have been the follow-up. Well, wait a minute. Why isn't that working now? Over 52% of your paycheck goes to the government in New York. Why is crime out of control? Why are the streets filled with homeless and drug dealers and everything else? Why are they hemorrhaging high earners? Why isn't it working? He's never been asked that question. I thought I was anticipating, waiting for that to be the follow-up, and it wasn't. I'm like, okay, well. But why not ask him that question? I feel like that's fair to ask. 52%, can you imagine? Audio sound, this is cut 26. He was asked, well, how does it help affordability? Because, you know, you have companies that are fleeing Manhattan. I don't know what they're going to replace that tax revenue with. Listen.
Is that J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs have moved major operations to Texas. They've not abandoned New York, but they're hedging their bets on New York because of the increased taxes that they see coming if you become mayor. So when they do that, jobs move out of the city as well. So how does that help affordability if people in the city don't have the jobs that they had, that they once had here.
Well, I am looking to make this a city that every person chooses, whether they're a business leader or they're someone who works for that business. And the key ways of doing that are actually delivering quality of life, public safety, and affordability for each and every person. Because what we're seeing right now is we have a broken status quo. We have a corrupt political system, and we have the politicians that sustain that. That's really what's on the ballot, is whether New Yorkers want to continue that or that they actually want a city they can afford.
Wait, that's not even answering the question. That's a Kamala Harris word salad. He's asked, well, how does it help affordability when corporations that bear a lot of the tax burden, when they're leaving because of your policies? And he's like, well, we're going to do this by making, life affordable. Wait, you're going to help affordability from massive corporations fleeing by making life affordable? Do you realize how stupid that sounds? He's a bimbo. He is a nepo baby bimbo. Just reminder, he's never worked, ever. He has literally never held a job, ever. And he somehow thinks that this is going to, his mom directed his failed rap video. He tried to be a rapper. That didn't work. So now I guess the next best thing is try to run for mayor in New York City. So his idea to help affordability from corporations leaving New York City is to make life affordable. How? Well, the corruption in the government, you know. He sounds like a moronic college freshman. Well, we're like going to make it like the government's corrupt. It's crazy. We're going to make the life affordable. You know, the government's so corrupt. What are you talking about? Can you just like stop with the platitudes for a second and actually think and give an answer? That is embarrassing. Oh, that's not all of it. Last one, cut 27. What is he going to say about Thatcher's quote on socialism?
City's already in debt. The governor says no to new taxes. Like Margaret Thatcher said, you know, socialism's great until you run out of everyone else's money, other people's money.
Well, what Andrew Cuomo said is that if he had $959 million, he'd give it to Elon Musk in tax credits, because that's exactly what he did. And I bring that up to you to say that it's often a question of whether you have the willingness to spend that money to benefit working class people, not where that money is in the first place.
So what would you cut?
I don't think he understands what tax credits are. Tax credits, that's a reduction in the income tax that you owe. So you're not, no one's paying you. You're keeping more of what you earn.
And it's a common thing for cities to use to generate and attract in businesses. It's like, look, all right, we're going to give you a 1 year or a 2 year little stay on the taxes that we would require from businesses so you can get up and running, get these jobs going, and then you'll start having to pay taxes. So tax credits are really a benefit to the businesses because government's already overtax us.
There's a financial illiteracy there. And you know why the people who pay more in taxes get bigger tax breaks? That's a cyclical answer, by the way. I'll say it again. Do you know why the people who pay more in taxes get bigger tax breaks? I just answered it. The people who pay more in taxes get bigger tax breaks because they pay more in taxes. Never forget that the top, what is it, like the top 50% pay like 98%, 99%.
More like the top 6 or 7% pays more than 50% of the entire burden.
And then the bottom pay nothing. It is completely lopsided. It's so disproportionate. The top 1% of taxpayers, they paid the highest average income tax rate. In fact, it's the most. I'm looking at data from 2022. So the average income tax rate in 22 was 14%. The top 1%, they paid actually way over that. It was they got 23 average rate, 6 times higher than the 3% average rate. The top 50% paid 97% of all federal income taxes. The bottom 50% only paid, actually they paid less than 3.
Good God.
Yeah.
So we, and by the way, our progressive tax system needs to be completely looked at. The more you make, the more you pay.
It's punitive. It's
theft. 10% of my salary as opposed to 10% of, say, Donald Trump's salary or whatever, his 10% is paying way more. And we're still both paying 10%.
Honestly, all of the discussion about civil wars over everything other than this is stupid. But if you talk to me about a civil war over this, I'm in. Because it's, I mean, we literally went to war for less than this back in the day. It's so bad. This is so bad. So the top 1%, they pay, I mean, they have a rate 6 times higher than the average rate. This is math. By the way, this is literally the summary of all of the latest federal income tax data.
It punishes.
I'm looking at this.
It punishes success.
It's published.
It punishes success.
So, and yes, the top 1% pay the most. They pay 6 times higher than everyone else. So what is he talking about? He's an economically illiterate moron. Good grief. And this is what they're paying. This is the, and they're going to pay more.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Cheekies from Cheekies and Chill Podcast. My fur babies, ay, como me quieren. Even when I get home late or I'm too tired to play, es puro amor. And that's the kind of love I want to give right back. That's why I trust Hill's Pet Nutrition. Because you're only human, Hill Science does more. Most days my schedule is jam-packed. I'm either out all day recording new episodes of Cheekies and Chill or I'm stuck in back-to-back business meetings. And I feel super guilty knowing my babies, Ryu and Pancho, are at home waiting for me to get back. But when I'm finally home, that's when I show them how much I love them by feeding them their favorite pet food. I know I can't always be the perfect pet parent, but with Hills, I'm much closer. Because science does more. Find the right food at hillspet.com/iHeart.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement, so your business keeps moving and growing. Score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Go to bill.com/procurement200. Bill.com/procurement200.